Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Chaf, 20th daf here in the second Ma'aser Sheni. As we head towards the end, the second to last daf here in the second parak of Ma'aser Sheni. Says the Gemara, we're on Yud Tesma Beis, we're about this, let's review the first opinion of Beis Shammai. We got up to the top of Chaf Amnalef, but let's review again. Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which we had in the Mishnah. On Yud Ches Amid Aleph, Beis Shammai says one is not allowed to take their silver coins and make them into gold coins. And Beis Hillel says you're allowed to do that. We assume this is outside of Yerushalayim. Let's say I made them into silver coins and I have 5 silver coins and it's a little too much for me, so I want to make them into gold coins. So I have less gold coins to schlep up to Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai says not allowed. And Beis Hillel says it is allowed. And then the Gemara quoted there, Rabbi Kiva says, I did it, and therefore it is mutter halakha lamaisa. And that is the Rambam discusses that in Hey Yud Gimel. Here in Ma'aser Sheni, the Rambam says, Mo's Ma'aser Sheni, Imratza Latzaref, Osan Bidinari Zahav, Kidela Hakel Masa on Mitzaref. Right, if you want to make him into gold coins, you could do that. V'im tzirfan la'atzmo, eino mosef chomesh, ein zed derech pidya. So, you know, if you, it's a separate halacha in terms of what is called a pidyon, but the Rambam says, you're allowed to do that, right? The Rambam Paskin's like, Beis Hillel. It is allowed. So now, what is the reason for Beis Shammai? Why wouldn't Beis Shammai allow that? Gold is the best, is the most coveted. Right? We spoke about in the past couple of days about maybe doing it into a lower level money would be a problem. So what's wrong with gold? Says the Gemara, 2 options. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So first Rabbi Yochanan, New Testament base. Am Rabbi Yochanan, la Am Rabbi Shammai yala basof. When does Beis Shammai say this? Only basof, which we would call second stage. Second step, meaning you already went from fruit to money, and now to go from money to money is the problem. And really, Beis Shammai says you can never go from money to money. The Mishnah is just giving an example of silver to gold, but really it means you can never go from money to money. Lo amr el Beis Shammai el basof. When the Torah has the din d'oraisa of pidyon, of changing the money from the fruit to money, that din d'oraisa, that's only step one. And then back from money to fruit. Lo amru Beis Shammai ela basof, ava betchila of Beis Shammai modi. But if it's stage one, Beis Shammai would allow you to go from fruit to gold, no problem. Right? That's what the look at the Mara Folda. La amar Beis Shammai ela basof, shekfar chilel hapeiros ala kesef. You've already been mechalel fruit onto money, and now you have kesef. Lefichach lo yichalon su afilu kedei lahakel od masao laaso sanzav. You can't do it, even though you're making it easier for you. You can't then make that into gold. But betchila, the first stage, even Beis Shammai is moda. Why? My time at the Beis Shammai. What's the reason for Beis Shammai? So again, we're going to go with the Vilna Gaon's Girsa of the next couple of lines. The Gra says hakesef. It says vitzarta hakesef. So we darshan hakesef kesef rishon velo kesef sheni. The kesef. Put the kesef. Take the kesef and put it onto. Put the kedusha onto the money and bring that money up to Yerushalayim. Pirish, I'm reading from the Gra. Desavri Beis Shammai, she'aser l'chalel kesef al kesef klal. You can't switch any kesef to kesef. Letzarach l'havi kesef rishon l'Yerushalayim. You can move it. You can move the money to kesef and bring that to Yerushalayim. Bring that to Yerushalayim. Note that I think we might have mentioned this all the way at the beginning of the Hakdama of this Masechta, that there are the pidyon itself. Is actually doing 2 things. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, but it's also a matir. Right? It's a little of both. It's a mitzvah. Sometimes we have mitzvahs that also create a certain status. I think we have had this discussion recently. But we have a mitzvah, pidyon, on poet of the Ma'aser Sheni, that's described in the Torah as part of the dealing with Ma'aser Sheni. But it's also matir the chulin. It's matir. It turns it into chulin. The fruit are not chulin. And now I'm allowed to partake of it outside of Yerushalayim. The Netziv in the Hemek She'ela, in She'ela Kuf, discusses that there might be a difference between a pidyon of mitzvah and a pidyon of matir. So just a big, easy example is Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, we do not do pidyon shaveh b'shaveh. Right? We don't do equal amounts of money. Right? We have a ton of Ma'aser Sheni, and we'll only do a tiny amount. Right? A mechala al shaveh pruta. Tiny amount, because we're not eating it anyway. We're not taking it up to Yerushalayim anyway. So what is that? So that's just pidyon of matir, not pidyon of mitzvah. So there's the difference. Hosafas chomesh, might only be the pidyon mitzvah when you're doing it a certain amount and you're potah. But if it's pidyon matir, so then one wouldn't do it. So again, that gets into the sugya of whether chovish being ma'akev or not. Also, but that's the discussion of the nitziv. Again, the pidyon mitzvah, the pidyon matir. Does a bracha make a difference? Lav dafka. Right, you might be able to make a bracha on a mitzvah that is a matir inherently. We've discussed that. Shechita and Eruv, both of those might have nitilos yadayim, though those might have matir elements, but they're still in the category, larger category of a mitzvah, and therefore one can make a bracha. So therefore also pidyon, the bracha of pidyon ma'aser sheni, also might be able to be made, even if it is only the matir element. So again, that's important to know that it could be bisman hazeh versus bisman hamikdash. It could be even bisman hamikdash. There might be differences if you did it in a bidyevid way. But this is what this is the pidyon. So Beishama, according to this first daya here, says that the reason that you can't switch it from silver to gold is because you can never switch it from money to money. Period. Fine. Says the Gemara. Again, we have to go with the Graz Girsa. Vehaditaninan. Right, we skip the next line and we say the last line. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Haporet Sela Mishnah that we had. Haporet Sela Mishnah Sheni. If somebody is poret, it's the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf, on today's daf, which we're almost there. Haporet Sela Mishnah Sheni. If somebody is changing and exchanging, Sela is silver. Mimo is by Sheni from silver. And a whole discussion about how much you're allowed to take and leave over, but it's clear from there you're going two steps. You're going from silver to from copper to silver. So v'savrin and meimar keni matisa the matzarif sela b'vavos b'aser sheni. So my could do time at the beishamai. The next mishnah talks about machlokas b'shara b'silel when you're going from copper to silver. You know, are you allowed to change the whole copper into silver, or you have to leave some over in copper? But you see clearly from there that we're talking about two stages of money. You're going from money to money. So how could you say here that this Mishnah, on Daf Yud Ches, the Svar is because you can never go from money to money. The next Mishnah, you go from money to money. All right, so Stira, that can't be. So that's a Kash under Yochanan. How could that be the Svar for Beishamai? So the Gemara answers, again, we go with the Gruz Girsa on the next line. The Gruz says, Kesef ad kidei kesef. Ad kidei kesef. Meaning what? What does that mean? In the next Mishnah, we're going from Nechoshes to Kesef. Right? Why is that? Because copper is not really so significant. So it's not even considered Ha Kesef. What's the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan? Ha Kesef. Once it's in the Kesef, then you can't switch it to another Kesef. So copper to silver, it's not Ha Kesef. It's not so significant yet. So therefore, you can go from copper to silver. Once it's silver, Ha Kesef, then that's called Tchila. That's called Tchila. That's called step one. And that's why that's allowed. Going from fruit to copper, or from copper to silver, that's okay, because that's considered stage one. What are you not allowed to do? A second stage. Going from fruit to money, and money to money. So if the first money is significant like silver, then you can't go to gold. That's the drasha. Going from copper to silver, you haven't really done much yet to get into copper. It's a very low level type of money, and therefore it would be allowed. So that's the girsa that we have. Kesef ad kidei kesef. Until it's something real, something significant. Something significant, and therefore, once it's silver, that's called the first kesef, and then you can't do any more. That is how the gra, explains it. Good. That is all Rabbi Yochanan. And now we get into Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish gives a different shot for Beis Shammai. Bein Bet Amar, Bein Betchila, Bein Beso Beis Shammai Pligin. Beis Shammai argues even Betchila, meaning not like Rabbi Yochanan. He agrees Betchila on stage one, and the Machlokas is only Basof, stage two. But he argues even on stage one, not gold. You can't do it onto gold. You can't do fruit onto gold. Period. Why? My time at the Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai say that? Again, the Girsa of the Gra. It says Ha Kesef. You should use Vesart Ha Kesef, and we darshan Velo Zahav. Silver and not gold. That's the diuk that we have. Ha Kesef Velo Zahav. See in the Gosa Gra on the side. That's what we switch it to. So the Gemara says, 1 second. That's a diuk of silver and not gold. So Ve'ema Kesef Velo Nechoshes. Why do you say silver not gold? Maybe silver not copper. Right, if you're saying silver is something special and unique, so then it should be only silver and not, why do you go up? silver and not gold, why not silver and not copper? So the Gemara answers, and the Gemara, according, again, you might have this other girsa, you see from the next Mishnah that you are allowed to put, have it in copper. Right, because you're going from copper to silver. Vaditanina, and operates the most by Zersheni. Vesavrina Maimer Kenny must be some sorry salami most by Zersheni. So Michael the Dabbi Shamai. So Gemara asks on this day, how could Reish Lakish say that you can never use you could go from the diak is silver, not gold. Why don't you say silver, not copper? And you see the copper is allowed in the next Mishnah. Answer again, the Gruz Girsa, he kesef he nechoshes. Avalo Zahav. Kesef and Nechoshes are really the same category. And therefore, we can't say that we're being medayik, Kesef, velo Nechoshes, because those are both liquid. Those are both used as regular currencies in different places. So that's why we don't assume that the Torah is being excluding copper, because if it says silver, okay, silver and copper aren't so different, because even though we said before that silver is more significant, that's true. But in the larger scheme of things, silver and copper are both liquid used for payment. And therefore, you can't say the Torah is excluding that. Gold, that's a different category. Gold is a different category. And therefore, we could say, kesef alo zahav, that's the diuk, and not gold. Again, zahav and every area of halacha has different exclusions at diukim, many areas of halacha. Gold is not so different than silver and copper, but here, that's the suggested diuk for Beishamai. Beishamai says, you can only switch fruit onto a currency. Onto a currency. And a currency, if you want to make the larger the category, is silver and copper and anything like that. But gold, that wouldn't be called a currency. Maybe that would be called a barter. Maybe that would be called an exchange. If you give me gold, you're not paying for the fruit. You're giving me gold instead of the fruit. And therefore, that's what's being excluded in the Atara. That's the suggestion. See, there's something that is not so well known. You know, why the Kesef Mishnah is called the Kesef Mishnah. Right, we know all the commentaries on the Rambam are called Mishnah. Magid Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah. So why is the Kesef Mishnah called Kesef Mishnah? So we think, usually, nobody ever read the one paragraph of the Hakdama to the Kesef Mishnah. One would think it's based something about Kesef Mishnah, and I don't know, he would pay a lot of money to understand the Mishnah Torah. What's Kesef? But he explains it's nothing to do with Kesef. Nothing to do with Kesef. Says Rabbi Yosef Cairo in his Hakdama. He says, Ra'o Ra'isi, Es Asher Hoel Moshe, Hamara Gadol Bar Maimon, Be'eretz HaTorah Azos, Torah Tzivalana Moshe Morasha, V'chiber Chiber Yored Hayarach HaZaga Gadola, Kol Mishpatei HaTorah, Kula, Kloleha, Prateva Ditukeha, Umi Kamau, More B'Lashon Katzar, V'tzach K'Lashon HaMishnah. Rabbi Yosef Cairo was amazed at the Rambam, as we are. V'hadoros haboim acharav katsra yadam milahavin dvarav umilerei laomek imrosav hataharos hamzukakos shivasayim. Right, they don't go down to his understanding. Gam nelamim motzei kol din v'din. They also don't know where he got it from. Where does the Rambam get these halachas from? V'gam asher hisig alav arayvid, and what the arayvid asked on him. V'kama makomo sarach nagar or banagar. Literally, you need a carpenter to undo it, but that's the lashon that's used that it's very hard to understand. So he says, Kamti, I got up to take it upon myself to tell you, where exactly the Rambam got every single halacha from that wasn't mentioned by the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah is before the Kesef Mishnah. So Magen Mishnah, I think it was the Talmud of the Ran. So he says, I'm going to get up and explain. V'gam b'sfarim asher kasav v'hem harav ha-magid nisharu makomos shetzorach l'dachtik b'hem v'yashiv yadi aleihem. I'm going to be mashlim. V'im nimsa l'divri ha-mafarshim ha-talmud ola harav Yitzchak Alphus o b'tshuv oseim shedibru b'hem b'avonis divri harav harbina moshim b'maimon. If I know that others spoke about this, the Rambam, not really the Rif. The Rif was before. If they talk about the Rif and others, right? Echtov divrayim v'im yir li liyashiv dvarav derech acher echtov mashi yiruni yashiv in ha-shamayim v'chulu. When he talks, he says, I'll do my best. V'nish'anti al chazde Hashem yichanani matnes chinam l'hai reinai l'haskil l'hetiv l'hered l'omek das harambam v'yigale einai l'havin nifla'os mitaraso. Beautiful. Last line. V'karasi b'shem ha-sefer hazeh kesef mishnah ki bo kosef ha-nichsafim l'havin divrei ha-sefer ha-yakar hazeh mishnah Torah. Right? The word nichsof means to yearn. Right? We say in Yidin Nefesh, Nichsof Nichsafti, Liros Mehera B'Severus Uzecha. I have a yearning, I'm pining, Kisuf. Right, he's pining to understand. So Kesef Mishnah is Kisuf. He has a yearning to understand the Rambam. Nothing to do with Kesef money. I mean, you might say that we know the Lashon HaKodesh is the magical language. You might say that maybe a great taiva that people have is often about money. So that's the connection between Kisuf and Kesef. People have a Kisuf for Kesef very often. So maybe that's the connection. But the reason that the Kesef Mishnah is called the Kesef Mishnah is because, right, if we're talking about money, you should have named it Zahav Mishnah or something like that. It's so special for me. It's like gold, but this is the Kesef Mishnah, his idea. Okay, so let's continue now with the next Mishnah. So next Mishnah also, Bishamai and Bishilel, relating to Maestro Sheni. Haporeit Selim Imos Maestro Sheni. So now that we've the dust has settled from the previous Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish about the Machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they both had to explain this Mishnah. Remember, even though Rabbi Yochanan said, you can never do money to money, but copper is not money. So going from copper to silver, it's ki'ilu, you didn't have stage one yet. That was how Rabbi Yochanan explained it. Reish Lakish didn't have a problem because he just said only gold is excluded and not copper and silver. So what happens if somebody is Hapori Sela Mimos Maaser Sheni? What if I want to make copper to silver? Copper to silver, right? I'm outside of Yerushalayim. I don't want to carry up so much copper. I'm going to make it into silver. So Beishamay Omrim Bekala Sela Mos. That's fine. You're allowed to take your entire copper pile and make it all into silver. Make it all into silver. If you look at the Mefarshim, they explain, there are 768 copper prutos in a selah. So you can take all 768 and make them chulin, and make your whole selah into Maaser Sheni. Fine. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, no, only up to half. B'shekel Kesef u'b'shekel Mos. Half and half. If you have copper coins, you have to save half of them. Save half of them, and the other half you can make a half of a selah into Kedushas Maaser Sheni. Right? You should not do the whole thing. Why is that? Why would Beis Hillel have a limitation? Because Beis Hillel, the Mefarshim explained, you're going to get to Yerushalayim with your silver coin, yeah, and then you're going to want to go buy some soda, and you're going to want to go buy some potato chips, some snacks for the kids, and you're not going to have any small change. You're only going to have silver, not copper. So if everybody gets to Yerushalayim and all of a sudden needs silver, then the price of silver is going to go up. And that's going to be bad for the Maaser Sheni people, right? Going in. That's what we don't want, the price of silver to go up. So we want people to have some silver, the price of copper will go up because everybody will be interested. If you put the whole thing, onto silver, there won't be anybody won't have any loose change, won't have any copper. So therefore, the price of copper will go up. Everybody will come to Yerushalayim, I need copper. So we don't want that. So that's why Beis Hillel says you always have to keep some copper. You always have to keep some copper with Kedushas Maaser Sheni. So when you get to Yerushalayim, you can use that and eat it the produce that you buy with Kedusha. That is one machlokas. Is that a Beis Hillel Lechumra and Beis Shammai Lekula? Right? If so, then this should be on the list in Maseches Idios of all of the Chumras of Beis Hillel and Lekulas of Beis Shammai. So some of the Mefarshim in the back figure out a nafkamina that, no, it's only this ramification has a kula of Beis Hillel, Shammai and Chumra Beis Hillel. It could be that there could be other, the same Yisod of Machlokes, but there could be other ramifications of the opposite. Of Lehefech, that Beis Hillel will come out to be a kula and Beis Shammai of a Chumra. So that's why this is Lav Dafka on the list. So this is one Machlokes, right? You want to go from copper to silver, and the issue is we want to make sure that you have money when you come to buy to small foods. One more line. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ein Machalin Kesef Upe. You know what? Let's wait for a minute. Just, I wanted to make one comment. We're talking about, you know, going and buying some snacks for the kids and getting there and doing basic shopping. There's an interesting hashkafic discussion about life. What does that mean about life? There is a Chobos Halavavos that discusses, is there a concept of Divrei Rishus in life? So the answer really has to be, of course there is, right? Because we have in the Gemara, we have Melchemes Mitzvah, and we have Melchemes Rishus. And we have the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, I think it's around Daf Yutes, where the Gemara talks about going out on a boat before Shabbos. Are you allowed to, you're not supposed to go on a boat within 3 days before Shabbos. Ein Mafligin Besvina. very unclear in the Gemara what the reason for that is. In Maflika B'Svina, where it doesn't say why. So, Rashi, Tosas, Balamar, all different days about what the issue is. Are you worried about a Gzeira Shut? Right? You might come to build a raft. Are you worried about the Rif says? Bittel Oneg Shabbos. Right? If you go on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos, you're still going to be seasick on Shabbos. And therefore, you're not going to be... not going to feel good. You're not supposed to do anything before Shabbos that takes you out of the of Onik Shabbos. Or others, the Balamar, I think, says because you're worried about Chilul Shabbos. Because you're worried, you're going to go. It's like Ki'ilu, you're being Mechavein, and they're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos for you. And that goes into the big sugya of the long-term, short-term way of viewing our lives, right? The Balamar, remember, Ishtab Chamimeh, doing the Bris Milah. Okay, but not for now. But that whole sugya, after saying that you can't go on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos, the Gemara says, Lo shanu ela ledvar rishus. Ava ledvar mitzvah, you could even go on a Thursday. You could go on a Thursday or Friday. So you see clearly. But in the hashkafic realm, the Chovas Lavavos discusses, is there any concept of a dvar rishus in life? Meaning why? Because if it's something that Hashem would want me to do, then it's a mitzvah. And if it's something that Hashem wouldn't want me to do, then it's an avera. It's a dvar iser. Right? If this is relaxation, if Hashem realizes that I need some relaxation, and therefore this is some downtime, this is kosher downtime, then that should be a mitzvah. If this is part of my avodas Hashem, then that should be a mitzvah. It should be kosher. It should be allowed. Right? If it's I don't need it, I'm going too much beyond what I should be doing, then it's an avera. So is there anything called divar rishus? There's an amazing comment of the Tiferes Yisrael. I mentioned this before. On the 48 Dvarim Shatorah Nikneis Bahem in Pirkei Avos, so one of them is Miyitzicha. Miyitzicha. So, Pasha Pasha, what does that mean? Don't talk so much. If you don't talk so much, that's one of the ways Torah, don't shmoo so much. Miyitzicha. Be memayit your sicha. The Tiferes Yisrael says in two places on Pirkei Avos, there and I think earlier also, no. You need some Miyitzicha in order to be functional, in order to be, you know, a good learner. You need some downtime. You need to shmooze a little bit. Miyutzicha is a positive. You need to, again, you can have marbesicha, but miyutzicha, a little bit, you know, you need to have in order to function properly. So anyway, getting back to our issues. So is there divrei rishus? Why am I quoting this here? You get to Yerushalayim, you need some snacks for the kids, you need to do a little shopping, you need to, so, is that a mitzvah? Is that a chiyuv? Is that a divrei rishus? So, this is, so there is the Chovas HaLevavos. That's quoted from, and that says that no, there's no such thing as varishos. No such thing. If Hashem wants you to do it, it's a chiyuv and it's a mitzvah. If Hashem doesn't want you to do it, so then it's an aveira. Then it's an aveira. If you look in Rav Kook in the Ein Aya, in Brachas Dav Gimel, Rav Kook quotes this as a machlokas between the Chovas HaLavavos and the Ravid. V'hine b'chovas halavavos chakar im yesh b'mitzius inyan memutza bein maisa ha-mitzvos la-averos. Is there anything in between a mitzvah and an avera? The heklet and the chovas halavavos, he quotes from Shar Avodas Elokim, Perek Dalet. The heklet she'ein b'nei memutza klal, there's nothing memutza. Sharia hechrechu mechlal b'isa mitzvah, whatever you have to do, that's a mitzvah. V'ya mosar nechnas b'shar ha-isser, and whatever what's beyond is aser. Amnam yesh ladun b'dvarav. Rav Kook says, I'm not so sure. Umidivrei ha-Ravid, b'shar ha-kadusha b'sefer Baal Yanefesh, and the Ravid sefer on Hilchus Nida, Baal Yanefesh, mashma sheish b'tzius gamkein l'dvar shel rishus. Right, that's, he thinks that there's a mitzius of rishus. V'yesh lomar, says Rav Kook, I think this machlokas, whether there's dvar rishus or not, is hinted to in a machlokas about nature. What is this doing in the Ein Aya and Brachas Dav Gimel? Right, the Yesh Lomar says that Ramas Gamkin beInyan Machlokos Hamativis. Right there, the Machlokas. Why? Because remember Dav Gimel. What does the Gemara talk about in? I'm sorry, Dav Beis. Dav Beis Mabeis in Brachas Bein Hashmashos. Is Bein Hashmashos a certain time period or is it Keherafayin? Rabbi Yossi says Nechnas V'Yotze. Right, it's a quick. This other thing. So day and night, day is like light and clear and mitzvah, and night is dark, and maybe you could say night is symbolizes sin, right? Day and night, is there a middle ground? Is there a Bein HaShmashos? Or is there no? There's only day or night, and Bein HaShmashos is Zenechav Zol Yotzik Terefayin. So says Rav Kook, maybe that machlokas hints to this machlokas in Teva. Shekiva Shalayla Romeis L'maseim Shal Rishon. V'yom L'maseim Shal Tzadikim, Imkein Bein HaShmashos, Shumemutza Bein Yom Lavaila, Romez al Inyane Harishus. Bein HaShmashos reflects Rishus. V'Reb Yossi Svirale, Sheyesh b'mitzius in yonei rishus kedas harayvin. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda severe like sheish b'mitzius in yonei rishus kedas harayvin. Alkenu nosin hu gam kein shir mugbal abenash mashus. For Rabbi Yossi severe like she'ena b'mitzius before al dvar shel rishus. There's no such thing. She'ena lo b'maseim shel risham v'lo b'maseim shel tzadikim ki'im b'kawach. Al karchach yefshar lamod alav v'neged zeh gam kein yefshar lamod alzman murgash she'eno min hayom v'min alayla. So that's Rav Kook in the Ein Ayah, right? It's called Ein Ayah. Ein Ayah is a phrase in Sefer Eov, but Ayah stands for Avram Yitzchak HaKohen, right? The Ein Ayah. So that's what he says. Okay, so that, what does this do with us? So a little bit about buying some snacks on the way to Yerushalayim. Okay, Viter. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, Ein Machal and Kesef Aperes Al Kesef. Rabbi Meir says, if you have silver coins and fruit, and you want to switch all of that Kedusha onto, let's say, more valuable silver coins, so you could schlep up less. You're not allowed to do that, Rameyer says. Not allowed to do it. Why are you not allowed to do that? So the Mefarshim explain, the Radvaz on the Rambam explains, this is just like Kesef al Kesef. We had this earlier. You can't switch from, even if you want to say you're allowed to switch from money to money, not the same type of money. Silver to silver, you could do from copper to silver, because then it's going to be better for you, easier for you. You're accomplishing something. But silver to silver, you're not really accomplishing anything. That's not called pidyon, right? And therefore, you're only allowed to pidyon or chilol. You're allowed to switch something, but if it's the same category, then it wouldn't be allowed. V'chacham matirim. V'chacham say you're allowed to. It is okay. Again, the Radvaz that I just mentioned on the Rambam, right? The issue here, the Mefarshim wonder is it the problem with the fruit or is it the problem with the money? Right? The way I explained it, it was the problem with the money. Meaning the root of this problem is because you can't go from money to money, and just because you add a little fruit within your silver and fruit onto money is considered money onto money, and therefore it's a problem. And the Chacham allowed it. Chacham said it would be allowed. And again, that could be because even if you say money to money is a problem, but money and fruit to money would not be a problem. Right? As the Rambam again says in Hey Tezvav, the Rambam Paskins, Mutter Lechalel Kesef Meiser Im peros meiser al hakesef. You're allowed to do that. And then the Rambam has a limitation. V'ushia peros pachot b'shav a dinar. If the fruit are less than a dinar, so then you have to combine it with other kesef. But if it's a dinar itself, then you should do it by itself. And the Rambam jumps on the Rambam that he sounds like, he says, the Rambam seems to say that this is a fruit issue. But I think it's a silver issue. Meaning, what's the potential problem here? So the Rambam says that the Rambam seems to say it's a fruit problem. But I think, and as the Radvaz explains, I think it's a silver problem. Okay, next. Haporet. Sela, shomai shesheni b'Yerushalayim. So now the other way. Let's say I came to Yerushalayim and I have silver. I have silver and now I want to exchange it onto copper. What did we say in the previous line? We had going from copper to silver in Chutz Laretz. Do you have to leave over some copper? So now we have the other way. Haporit sela, now you're going from silver to copper. Haporit sela, so what are you allowed to do? We're going to have four or five different opinions. What are you allowed to do? So you might think, well, what's the issue? You have silver, you want to get it to copper because you want to have it to be, I don't know, what's the word, fungible? You want it to be able to be used. Beishamai omri, b'kol ha-selamos, no problem. Beishamai says again, you can take the whole silver coins and make them into copper. They're usable. No, b'shekel kesel b'shekel mos. You're not allowed to. You could exchange some, but some, you don't change all your silver into copper. Leave some silver. Why? Because, as the Mara Folda explains, maybe you're not going to use all of it. And then you're going to have some copper left over. And maybe you'll even leave this copper in a locker until the next time you come to Yerushalayim. It's my Shoshani money. What am I going to do with it outside of Yerushalayim? I don't want to take it home. I'm going to leave it here. Copper rusts quicker and easier than silver. And therefore, we're worried that if you can have a lot of copper left over, it's going to cause a hefset to my shosheni. So better only what you need. Little by little, only exchange some silver for copper. Leave the rest in silver. Leave the rest in silver. Right? That's what the Mara Folda says. Shema lo yishe ba'ir achayoti eskulan, v'yafkidim ba'ir ad regal acher, v'aprutos misapshos. Right? And they're going to go bad. They're going to, rust. So therefore, Basilo says only half and half. Hadonim lefnei chachamim omrim, another phrase, those who are done in front of the rabbis, we'll have to see in the Gemara who this is, we're going to see it's Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoma, they say omrim, bishloshi dinarim kesef u'bidinar mos. Right? They have a different shear. Right? They have three quarters and one quarter. Beis Hillel says half and half. They say three quarters, one quarter. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Bishlosha dinar and kesef, uber revius, which means 1/16. 1/16, meaning only a little bit at a time. Only make into copper. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, arba aspiri kesef, which if you do the math is 1/20. 1/20, even a smaller amount, one should translate into copper. Shamay Omer, yadichene bachanus v'yochal kenegda. Don't change any of it. Give your silver coin to the storekeeper and let him keep it, and you keep taking food, you know, out of the store. And when you are mashlim up until that amount, then he gets to keep it. But don't change any. Don't change any of it into copper, because they're all nervous about hefsid of Maaser Sheni. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Brother Shem. We'll continue next time with the last daf here in the second parak of Maaser Sheni.